When Shirley Clarke's debut feature film, The Connection, opened at the D.W. Griffith Theater in 1962, it was only screened twice before the theater was closed and the projectionist was arrested. The film's focus on drugs and urban junkies who use four-letter words made it a target for review boards and critics at the time. But 50 years later, the film has come to be celebrated as a breakthrough, and it has recently been restored. It opens today at the IFC Center in Greenwich Village. I'm very pleased that it has brought Wendy Clarke, Shirley Clarke's daughter, Dennis Doris of Milestone Films, and Gary Goodrow, who plays Ernie in the film, to our show today. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Hello.
Dennis, what condition was the connection in before it was restored?
Well, the prints were around. New Yorker Films had it 30 years ago, 20 years ago, but they had been used and worn and torn apart. And the producer, Lewis Allen, donated the negative to UCLA. And so that material was pretty safe. The last 5 minutes had to be replaced and restored specifically, but Ross Lippman did a beautiful job restoring the film.
Hey, Gary, is this the exact same film that you saw way back when in the 80s?
I presume so.
I mean, in the 60s.
I haven't seen this. I haven't seen this new issue, but I presume it must be the same thing.
Well, it looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's really pristine black and white. Wendy, hadn't your mother been making so-called underground films before she decided to make this as a feature film?
She had. She had been originally a dancer and then made dance films and was exploring, before that, dance films were just sort of recording the dance, but she used the film. The quality that film has, which is different than any other medium. So, yes, she was an underground, so-called underground filmmaker.
Well, critics have said that her camera work looks like choreography. So did she choreograph the camera movements?
I think definitely. I think that, you know, that because of her skill and just, kinetic abilities, you know, that she, her films are very much choreographed. And then also in the editing, I think there's a lot of choreography in that as well.
I think that you have a call waiting that's clicking you on.
I have a feeling. I'm sorry.
It's okay. If the audience wonders what the heck is going on there. Gary, how did that work during the screening, during the shooting of the film? Were you aware of an attempt to choreograph the way the camera moved around?
Well, I was trying to learn. It was my first feature film, and I was trying to learn what was going on, so I was hanging out like a student,
So you were learning filmmaking at the same time that
I thought I was.
But you had acted the part of Ernie in the stage play production.
Yes. And I was more... Today, when I started to think about it, I remember the stage play more than the film because we did the stage play for years.
Mm-hmm. And it was longer than the film, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure. And quite different.
Dennis, many of the characters talk directly into the camera and
in the stage play, we talked to the audience.
I
picked out faces and talked to them.
So she was using similar things, except that in the stage play, of course, everybody sees the whole stage. Mm-hmm. Here, Shirley Clarke used things like swish pans to segue from shot to shot. Wasn't it her intention to make it look like a documentary about the shooting of a documentary?
Oh, well, Wendy can talk about her affection for Felix the Cat and Betty Boop, but Shirley really was not only an innovator, but she liked to have fun and she liked to poke fun. And she was with the Cinema Verite filmmakers in the same office with D.A. Pennybaker and everybody else. And Cinema Verite was the rage. And the idea of addressing of an invisible camera and all that, Shirley really took that to this fiction film and said, what's real, what's not real. And she had a blast with it.
Although, to some degree, it's an adaptation of what happened in Jack Gilbert's play, isn't it?
Yes, it's some degree.
Because in the play, it was the outsiders were a playwright and a producer, and in the film, it's a documentary filmmaker and his cameraman.
That's right.
Were you in the Jack Gilbert play from the start? Were you part of the Living Theater?
Yes, I was part of the. That's where I began acting, at the Living Theater, and a few months before The Connection, in a play by William Carlos William.
Mm-hmm. Now, the film, we'll get to this later. Received it had a difficult some difficult problems.
Yes.
When it was first screened. What about the play? Was it a hit?
Not exactly until, well, it had a little thing going, and then Kenneth Tynan, who was then a critic at The New Yorker, stepped in, and he brought everybody down to see it. And so it slowly became a number.
And then you even went to London. I was living in London at the time, and in came The Connection.
Yeah.
I remember all the jazz musicians who were in the original production came over, but yeah. I remember seeing Jackie McLean in the London production, and then he used to go to London jazz clubs to perform as well.
Sure.
There's some amazing jazz in this. Did your mother talk to you about that? Having Jackie McLean and Freddie Redd in this film?
Well, my mother loved jazz, so that's always been music that was really important to her. And I think, you know, I'm sure, you know, I think the film as well has a feeling, you know, of the music. You know, it's really, I don't know, jazz music video in a certain way. You know, it just, the music, you know, intertwines the whole film. It's essential to it.
Although the music was performed live in the play, it's obvious that it's not performed live during the filming.
Some of it was.
Was
yeah,
it?
I remember that they played.
Yeah.
While it was being made.
So here we have Shirley Clarke doing something not all that different from what John Cassavetes and Maya Deren were doing around the same time, blending fiction and nonfiction and experimental filmmaking techniques. They're remembered still today, and Shirley had been nominated for an Academy Award for a film she did before The Connection. Why has she been somewhat forgotten?
Do you want me to take this, Wendy? It's pretty easy.
Sure, I mean...
It's,
I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Well, you know, you try to think of this, and there's no real good reason why. I mean, when we did Charles Burnett, he was a line in the history books, and then all of a sudden we saw the films and said, what have we been thinking? And Shirley died in 1997, Wendy?
Yeah.
And the films really went out of distribution about that time, too, so they haven't been on DVD. They haven't been on television.
Is it true, Wendy, that Rick Santorum's parents helped finance this film?
Well, I just learned this, so this is something that I didn't know, and I just learned it a couple of weeks ago. It was very funny.
When
they were just trying to score.
When Manola Dargis was doing her piece and she asked me for some information, I have 6,000 pages of documents on The Connection, and all the contracts with the financiers are there. And
this is Santorum.
I hadn't noticed it before, but there was his contract.
Now, in a review published in the review in the New York Times, Bosley Crowther wrote that it was a repulsive observation of a sleazy, snarling group of narcotics addicts. Were the other critics as harsh?
You know, you have to remember that Crosley Bowther was a swine, and he simply
he loved
just...
Mary Poppins,
but Mary Poppins didn't love him. You know, so there were a lot of people like that. I mean, they disliked the whole idea of there being such people in the world. They weren't like my grandmother. When my grandmother saw the play, I said to her, what do you think? I was in the car afterward, you know. She said, all she said was, well, you have to realize there are people in the world like that. Well, there were a bunch of people like Crosley Bowther who didn't want to see that.
Although it had been a hit at Cannes Film Festival,
yep.
Hadn't it?
Mm-hmm.
By today's standards, it comes across as pretty tame.
Yep.
Was it the fact that we're talking about junkies here, or the fact that they used a couple of four-letter words, the four-letter word for heroin?
Yeah. Well, it was that. I mean, one critic actually counted
the
number
of... Don't
say the word. I know. Actually, can I say caca?
Okay. A word that is kind of like that, yeah.
Yeah. You know, one critic actually counted the number of times. He said the word was used 52 times in the movie.
In an article published in The New Yorker, Richard Brody says that Jack Elba's original stage directions called for a saxophonist who played like Charlie Parker. So that's why they wound up with Jackie McLean?
I guess. I mean, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know the history of that. But, I mean, that's, you know, the Charlie Parker music is in the film as well, mm-hmm. You know, on a record.
On
the
record.
Every so often
that's
being
right.
played. So.
Including some originals by Freddie Redd and by Jackie McLean.
Well, yeah, the rest of the music was by Freddie Redd and Jackie, and they played a Yardbird Parker record
right.
at one point. Harry played
right.
it.
Right.
Now, did you have to do any research to take this part of a junkie, or did you
No, I had been a musician for several years, a jazz musician. I knew a lot of junkies. All my idols were junkies. Charlie Parker, I mean, so on. Mm-hmm. I mean, I knew it well.
Your mother developed a close relationship with the man who plays the connection, Carl Lee.
Right. Yeah, they lived together for many, many years, I think 17 years or so.
As a result of the making of this film?
Yeah, they met, you know, on the set, and then when the film went to Cannes, I think that's when their relationship started.
And he got that car. Yeah.
Now, Dennis, the Connection is the first film in a series you're calling Project Shirley. So you're going to find all the other films that Shirley Clarke made and make them available?
We have acquired 4 of the feature films and at least 12 of the short films and videos, and the only one we don't have is The Cool World yet. But they're going to be released, the features, one by one over the course of the next year.
What are some of the other feature films?
Ornette Made in America, about Ornette Coleman. We are just restoring that now with UCLA. Portrait of Jason, which is now being restored by the Academy. We just found the original materials about 3 months ago. And Robert Frost has been restored by UCLA and the Academy.
And these are all feature films she made despite the fact that she had such a terrible reception for The Connection?
Oh, probably because of. I mean, as I said, she is one of the most remarkable women of the 20th century. I mean, I'm really bizarre that there has been no biography of her, but she was a fighter.
But she must have been devastated, Wendy, by what happened when the film opened, because everybody had been looking forward to it.
Well, I was young, so I don't really remember all the details, but I think it was, you know, a difficult time. But it was also, I think, a bit exciting that it was a test case for, you know, getting rid of censorship for film. So I think that was the good side of it.
It doesn't really shock much today.
No.
Gary, what have you, what was your next project after this?
After that? Let's see. Well, I spent some time in France. Worked bit parts in a couple of French movies. And I came back to New York, and pretty soon I moved to California and was in a show called The Connection, but in The Committee, mm-hmm. which ran for 10 years.
Ah, well, that was a nice acting job to get.
And I did movies in California.
And right now we have The Connection that is opening today at the IFC Center. How long is it going to be running?
Well, at least the week, and we expect longer. The coverage has been fantastic, and you might say it's a tame movie by today's standards, but the grittiness and the unapologetic view of the characters is pretty remarkable.
I didn't mean it was tame. Meant by today's standards, it's hard to understand why everybody was so outraged.
Absolutely. But people still are uncomfortable with seeing junkies who are not in the gutter and having a hard time and falling to pieces. I mean, it's still a pretty tough film.
Wendy, have you worked in the film biz?
Well, I worked with my mother on some of her films, and then I've been a video artist for years and produced my own work.
You know, we have pretty much run out of time, and you know who just called in? Judith Malina.
Judith Malina.
How wonderful.
Who directed the original production.
Hello, Judith.
Judith, I'm so sorry that we don't have time to get you
she
on
has a
right
theater
now.
At the Lower East Side.
And we've run out of time for this segment, but my great thanks to all of you for being on our show. Gary Goodreau, who appeared in The Connection, Wendy Clarke, who is the daughter of the filmmaker Shirley Clarke, and Dennis Doris, who's releasing it on Milestone Films now at the IFC Center on 6th Avenue in Greenwich Village.
Thank you.